This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, August 18th. God's word for you today is the purpose. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11. And it says, just as an eagle stirs up its nest, encouraging its young to fly, and then hovers over them in case they need help, and spreads its wings, and catches them if they fall, and carries them up high on its wings. As beautiful as being on eagle's wings is, it is for training. The eagle carries its young on its wings for training, so that those eaglets can mount up with their own wings. The purpose of the experiences you're going to have with God and you're having with God is for training. It is in fact a wilderness experience. Do not get me wrong and not to belittle it, but most of our experiences on this side of eternity are wilderness experiences. Yes, through Christ, we have access to the promised land, but a lot of our experiences are still wilderness experiences. Let me give you an example. By the wounds of Jesus, you were healed. But as long as you are in the body, sometimes you will still need healing. To live in divine health is that promised land. But to experience divine healing is the wilderness experience that we're talking about. And God wants you to understand that while you experience divine healing, He wants you to know that your destiny is divine health. If all you get is goosebumps from God encounters, you will not have gotten the best of those experiences. To be carried on eagle's wings is actually a journey through the wilderness, through trainings, into His presence, into the promised land, so that we can sow and reap and operate the principles of heaven. We can soar by ourselves, and we can mount up with wings as eagles. To be carried on eagle's wings is to be carried into God's presence. And it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Then they will mount up with wings as eagles. Exodus chapter 19 verse 4 says, you know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Why? It is so that you will learn to trust God, learn to wait upon Him, and so that you will learn to mount up with wings by yourself. And it is generational, the same way the eagle is a generational bird. The eagle thinks about its young. The eagle passes down the principles that it has learned from its own parents and from its God to its young. Similarly, you have to be deliberate. And that is what God does for us. However, no one can carry you on eagle's wings forever. Even God, the Most High, God does not intend to carry you on eagle's wings forever. He will carry you on eagle's wings, but you have to mount up with wings by yourself, as we see in today's anchor scripture. Even though the details of this is beyond the scope of our engagement this season, I just need you to understand it so that you can begin to engage and deploy the principles of Jesus and mount up with wings. Let us pray. Father, help me remember the ultimate purpose for this season, to engage your ways and mount up with my own wings and fly, bringing glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.